For the new people here, I just want to explain one thing, which is extremely simple. There's only one thing to understand, and then if you can understand it, not learn it, I'm not here to teach you anything. You have to forget trying to remember anything I say. That's what the hypnotist says.
You will no longer remember anything I say, but you do the hell, what the hell I tell you.
Isn't that right? You know that. The post-hypnotic suggestions. No, I'm not in the business. I used to be professional. And there isn't one thing I don't know about that subject. And I don't think anything the medical professions know anything about it. But I think there's a lot of people who know a lot about that subject, and they ain't telling. Like you'll never do anything against your will and all that sort of stuff. And so you can have a little party hypnosis and have a lot of fun. And all the most intelligent people are the ones that are easily hypnotized. The most intelligent people, that's true. Because the most intelligent people have given up their principles to resist. In order to become intelligent, what we call intelligent, you have to have a severe insecurity problem, inferiority. And how you arrive at that, we can talk about a little bit later. You compensate with your intellect and your cleverness. So you can be a brilliant engineer and a brilliant professor. Those are the ones you can hypnotize the easiest. Isn't that right? You see? And so anybody who wants to take over a country just has to go to the universities. You start there. You see? So why I say that is because there's another kind of intelligence that is transcendent to your intellect. Your intellect is your monkey self, because all you have is a monkey self. And I know that's true, because women make monkeys out of men and make men think they're monkeys. Make the monkeys think they're men. There's a monkey self. And when I use that term, I don't mean that disparagingly, because we do have a better brain than a monkey. But if you gave a monkey a consciousness, it could talk to you and reason with you better than most people. See, you only need a half a brain to have a whole lot of intelligence. See, so the trouble is, we have a whole brain, and there's too much monkey self, and there's too much monkeying around with that brain from the outside. So you have to learn to stop people monkeying with your brain. What is to stop that? It's your consciousness. Now, does anybody know what consciousness is? I don't think I know what it is myself yet. All I know, I'm a self within a self. There's two of me. You know what music is? Cover-up. A musical cover-up. A cover-up. That's what drugs are. Helps you to keep your consciousness at bay. After a while, you won't be able to... You walk down the street, you won't even need the music because it'll be playing in the back of your head instead of your conscience. It'll be background music. And so you'll never grow. You won't know you're not growing. You'll never grow to be a human being. None of the kids will grow to be a human being that listen to music. You know why? To be a human being, you have to be influenced by your conscience. If you put up a musical background, a musical score, of hundreds of musical scores in the background, so that you have little musical score playing in the back of your head, you can't see you're wrong. You think you're happy. You've got no pain. You've got all the friends doing the right thing, or the same thing as you are. You're in a whole world that reinforced that. And you haven't got a brain. We have the most stupid youth in this country that I've ever seen in my life. The young people are so dumb and stupid. It's sad. We've lost our country.
Isn't that, though, our fault? The parents?
The parents' fault, of course.
Because we created TV and the PlayStations and the music.
But you didn't create the PlayStation. You didn't create the music. I don't know. You're a musician. I didn't think you were a musician.
I'm talking about the older generation.
Oh, yeah, no, the older generation. No, you always have human beings who are giving you, looking for money, exploiting your weakness. There are elements in our society that will exploit your weakness. You can't blame the pornographers, because you can't blame the drug pushers, although after a while, you know, they create such horrible behavior that they won't have no tolerance for children that have no, they won't take drugs, because they're hungry. They're hungry for power. and they have to make other people powerless. And so the more they make you powerless, like dictators, the more power they have. You, whenever you are seduced by music, by drug pushers, by pharmaceutical medicine, by your entertainers, the more you're seduced, the less of a human being you become. There's a big hollow in yourself. And you cry out for more of the same. Whenever you're corrupted by drugs, you'll be a drug addict. If you're corrupted by music, you become a music addict. If you're corrupted by sex, you become a sex addict. Because the spirit of the darkness, animals can't be corrupted. They can in the laboratory conditions. You can de-animalize them. But they're not the same as human beings. We can recover. They can't. We can recover because we have an overriding consciousness called reason, enlightened reason. You can realize you're wrong at any minute and change. All that disappears in a fraction of a second. It starts to go away.